当青年人带领我们唱诗敬拜的时候，我们都觉得我们自己年轻了很多。
We feel we are much younger as we see young people led us to sing praise together.
为着他们在主面前这样的一颗单纯一个爱主的心我们的心里面都阿门。
For them have a, such a simple and pure heart to worship before the Lord, we all echo and say amen in our hearts as well.
今天早晨我们一同思想路加福音这一段的圣经。
Today we are going to meditate upon a passage in the Gospel of Luke.
我只用大家很熟悉的路加十五章第一跟第二节。
I will just use the first two verses in chapter 15 in the book of Luke.
所以我们可以来把这两节圣经来读一下。
So why don't we all read out loud of these two verses?
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。English.
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him.
法利赛人和文士私下议论说这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them."
这段经文是讲到天上的大喜乐。
This is a passage talk about the rejoicing in heaven.
Great joy in heaven.
Great joy in heaven.
当一个罪人得救，一个失丧的人被主得回来。
When a sinner has been saved and been redeemed by the Lord, there will be joy in heaven.
这个世界里面有很多找乐子的方式。
There are many ways we can search for joy in this world.
但是你我是一个亲近神、信靠神的人。
But consider you and I who are the one who want to be near God.
我们想过什么叫我们最喜乐吗？
Have we ever considered what will cause us joy?
去看 Broadway show?
Is that to watch a Broadway show?
去 vacation, 去爬山?
Or to enjoy vacation or hiking?
去度假?
Or to have vacation?
那当然, vacationing? 当然这些会让我们快乐。
Of course, they will make us joyful.
但是如果你我的快乐跟主耶稣的快乐不一样,
However, if the joy of yours and mine is different from our Lord's joy.
我们对着失丧的人能够被主得回来，我们不觉得那个是一个大喜乐的事。
And we feel indifferent when a sinner has been redeemed by the Lord.
那我们的喜乐就有问号。
Then there will be a question mark about our joy.
所以这段圣经让我们省察我们自己的生命。
And therefore this passage causes us to re-examine ourselves.
看一看我们的喜乐跟主耶稣的这个态度是不是相似。
To examine whether our joy is similar to our Lord's joy.
这段圣经说法利赛人和文士。
In this passage we know there are tax collectors and Pharisees and the law, the teachers of the law.
他们是以色列宗教的领袖。
They are considered leaders in Israelites.
但是他们的喜乐，他们的喜乐还是不喜乐，跟神的态度是完全相反的。
However, their joy, whether it will cause them to be joyful or not, which is totally different and opposite from God.
今天早上我们就要来看。
And this morning, this is the focus we need to pay attention to.
讲到神的喜悦那是关于神的属性。
When we talk about the joy of God, it describes the attribute of the Lord.
一般我们对着神的属性，我们有两方面的，有两类的属性的认识。
When we talk about the attribute of God, we can consider them in two aspects.
头一类的就是神的属性是不能够传递的。
And first kind is the one that cannot be delivered.
Incommunicable. 神是全能的。
God is almighty.
他有无限的能力。
He has infinite power.
他的能力没有限制。
There is no limit to his power.
第二，神是无所不在的。
And then he's omnipotent. He's everywhere.
他这个在所有的随时在所有的地方。
He's ever present.
第三个，他是无所不知的。
And then he's omnipotent, is all knowing.
他知道每一件事情。
He knows everything.
过去的。
In the past,
现在的
present,
将来的
and future.
神还有一个属性。
And however, there's one more attribute.
他是不朽的。
He's everlasting.
对，那个就是说到神是永恒的，不改变的。
He's incorruptible. He lasts until eternity.
这一些属性，神造你造我的时候都没有 pass 给我们。
And they are the attribute which he didn't pass on to us when we were created.
另外一方面的属性叫做可以传递的属性。
And however, there is other type of attribute which can be communicated and inherited.
他是公义。
He is righteous.
他是圣洁。
He is holy.
他是智慧。
He is wisdom.
他有爱心。
He is wise.
他有怜悯。有怜悯。
And he is merciful and graceful.
有恩典。
And he is full of grace.
这些呢，他造我们的时候呢，放在我们，也放在我们里头。
He has placed them in us when he created us.
这段圣经特别说到神的属性，说到神的喜悦。
And however, in this passage, it talks about and focuses on the joy of God.
一讲到神，我不晓得在你的印象、你的脑海中间，神是怎么样的一位神。
When the word God is mentioned, I wonder what is in your mind, the first impression in your mind. Who is God?
这位神是不是高高在上？
Is he high above, unreachable?
很严肃的。
He's very serious.
很神圣的。
And he's so holy.
那也许我们一般对着神的印象，我们就想到神这方面。
And perhaps that's the first impression when the word God is mentioned.
主耶稣
，Lord Jesus.
想到主耶稣，人说耶稣是怎么样的一个人呢
？When people talk about who Jesus is like,
圣经上说耶稣是一个忧患之子。
And in the Bible, we talk about Jesus is a son of sorrow.
那是以赛亚先知所说的。
And this mentioned by the prophet Isaiah.
我们不太看见耶稣笑。
We haven't seen Jesus laugh much.
只有在马太福音十一章里面记了一次而已。
And only been mentioned once in the book of Matthew, chapter 11.
好，我们来看看神在这一章圣经里面启示我们，他是一个喜悦的神。
And however, in this passage, we realize he is a God of joy.
那这章圣经大家都知道呢，讲到三，主耶稣讲了三个比喻。
In this chapter, most of us know Jesus had mentioned three parables here.
一个人有一百只羊，掉了一只。
There is a man who has a hundred sheep, and he lost one.
他就去找。
So, and then he searched for it.
找着了以后。
Once he found it,
他就找人一起来和他欢喜快乐。
He put joyful and put it in, and he gathered all his friends and neighbor together and rejoiced with him.
第二个是一个富人有十块钱掉了一块。
And the second parable is a woman who has ten silver coins and loses one.
那么他就点起灯来打扫房间，仔细的去找。
And then she lights up a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully.
找到了以后，他也是一样啊，找人来一同和他来欢喜快乐。
And she calls a friend and neighbor together and to rejoice with her.
第三个就是有一个父亲，他有两个儿子。
The third parable is a father who has two sons.
这个小儿子呢，有一天就跟爸爸说呢，这个给我的那一份，我要出去。
One day, the younger son said to his father, "Give my share of estate so I can go out."
那么这个就是有名的浪子的故事。
And this is a very famous parable of the prodigal son.
好，你看这三个故事的结尾。
As you pay attention to the conclusion of these three parables.
这个第一个故事的结尾是在第七节。
The conclusion of the very first parable ends at verse 7.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改。在天上也要这样为他欢喜，脚比为九十九个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
天上欢喜。
There will be rejoicing in heaven.
好，第十节是第二个故事。 我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改在神的使者面前也是这样，为他欢喜。
And the conclusion of second parable is in verse 10. In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
第一个比喻，天上有欢喜。
In the first parable, there is rejoicing in heaven.
那么现在呢，把天上的欢喜扩大了，天上的天使也欢喜。
And now there is an expansion of the rejoicing in heaven. Now even the angels of heaven rejoices.
第三个比喻，三十二节。
In verse 32,
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
所以我们所信的神是一个喜悦的神。
And therefore we know the God we believe is a God of joy.
围绕着神的天使也是喜悦的。
Even the joys surround him who are joyful too.
而且那一些已经蒙救赎的人到了天上，他们也是喜悦的。
And also those sinners who have been redeemed when they are saved and when going to heaven, they will be rejoicing there as well.
我们要问说喜悦从哪里来的。
And then we need to ask, where is the source of this rejoicing?
这个罗马书十四章十七节说，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
As recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in Holy Spirit.
所以你和我的喜悦是从神的国里面，进到神的国里面，我们所有的。
And therefore, the source of our joy is because the entering of into the kingdom of heaven. And therefore, we receive such joy.
我们都记得大卫他犯罪了。
We remember how King David he has sinned.
当大卫犯罪以后呢，他心里面就没有喜乐了。
When he has committed sin, there is no more joy in his heart.
所以在诗篇五十一篇很有名的大卫的认罪诗里面，他这样说。
And therefore, it was recorded in Psalm 51 as King David confessed, and he says something like this.
求你为我重新创造正直的灵。
May you help me to recreate me with a righteous heart, righteous spirit.
恢复我救恩的喜乐，救恩之乐。
So I can regain the joy of salvation.
所以你看见说，当大卫犯罪的时候，他失去救恩的喜乐。
And therefore, we know when David sinned, he lost the joy in his heart of salvation.
不光是这些，我们回到旧约，更多的看一看圣经里面讲到这一位的神，他的属性。
And then when we go to the Old Testament, we can see more attributes about God.
这个什么叫做使得神喜悦？
And what will make our God joyful?
申命记三十章第三节这样说，那时耶和华你的神必连续你，救回你这被掳的子民，耶和华你的神要回转过来，从分散你到万民中将你招聚回来。
In Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 3, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you againfrom all the nations where he scattered you.
在三十章前面的二十八章里就提到说，如果以色列百姓遵守神的话，他们要居上不居下，作首不作尾。
As mentioned in the previous chapter, chapter 28, if the Israelites obey God's decree, they will be put on top and not to be put down low.
他们要蒙福入也蒙福，出也蒙福，全家所有的东西都要蒙福。
They will be blessed, either entering or getting out. The whole family will be covered with blessing.
这个有福这个蒙福，这个福的意思就是 happy, 就是 joy, 喜乐的意思。
What does it mean to have blessing? It means joy, being joyful and happy with happiness.
因为神是一个喜悦的神。
Because our God is a God of joy.
当我们遵守神的话，去照着把他的话当话的时候，神就带给神喜悦。
When we obey His word and follow His command, it will bring joy to our Lord.
神喜悦了，我们也喜悦。
When God is joyful, then it brings the joy to our hearts as well.
可是二十八章的后半段讲，如果我们不遵守呢，我们不看重神的话呢，那我们就受咒诅。
And however, the following chapter, chapter 29, if we don't obey Lord's command, then we will be cursed.
以色列百姓这个三十章第三节之前的第二节就讲到，他们因为不遵守神的话，将来他们就被分散。他们就被掳，再带到千下万国去。
As mentioned in verse 2, if they don't follow God's command, they will be scattered and they will be sent to different parts of the world.
那么到第九节、第十节、三十章的，你看看神的话，我们一起来读中文的，然后我有英文的 screen。一起来读英文，好吗？
And why don't we all read together from Deuteronomy chapter 30 from verse 9 and 10? Let's read in Chinese first.
你若听从耶和华你神的话，谨守这律法书上所写的诫命律例，又尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，他必使你手里所办的一切事，并你身所生的、牲畜所下的、地土所产的，都绰绰有余，因为耶和华必在喜悦你，降福于你，像从前喜悦你列祖一样。现在英文的 version 来。Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands, and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your land. And the Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as he delighted in your fathers.If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commandments and decrees that are written in the book of the law and turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. 所以你看见神的话很清楚。
So here is the clear instruction.
以赛亚先知也这样告诉我们。
Prophet Isaiah said the same.
当以色列百姓远离神被掳的时候，62章第4节这样告诉我们。
When the Israelites depart from the and turn away from the Lord,
将来神要做一件事
that book of Isaiah say one day God will perform something like this.
你不再称为撇弃的，你的地也不再称为荒凉的，你却要称为我所喜悦的。你的地必称为有夫之妇，因为耶和华喜悦你，你的地也必归给他。
No longer will they call you deserted or name your land desolate, but you will be called Hephzibah and your land Beulah, for the Lord will take delight in you and your land will be married.
第五节说少年人怎样娶处女，你的众民也要照样娶你，新郎怎样喜悦新妇，你的神也要照样喜悦你。
As a young man marries a maiden, so will your sons marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you.
神喜悦他的百姓到一个地步，神愿意把他们当成新娘，把他们娶过来。
God overjoys of his people to a point, he would like to make an analogy as a bridegroom married to his maiden.
啊，你们参加过 wedding, 对不对？
You have attended wedding before.
啊，那个
didn't you?
在 wedding 的那个场合里面，啊，最喜悦的人就是新郎跟新娘。
The most joyful person in the wedding is the bridegroom and the bride.
我们在神的喜悦中间，当神看见我们肯听他的话的时候，神就把我们是当成是他的新娘那样喜悦。
When we're willing and obey His word, God will treat us as His bride.
另外有一位先知是旧约圣经倒数第四卷的，先看耶利米书哈。耶利米书呢，这里也有几有两节，我要给你们看啊。第32章37节，我在 怒气、愤怒和大恼恨中将以色列人赶到各国，日后我必从那里将他们招聚出来，领他们回到此地，使他们安然居住。
Another prophet Jeremiah also says this, I will surely gather them from all the lands where I banished them in my fierce anger and great wrath. I will bring them back to this place and let them live in safety.
39节，我要使他们彼此同心同道，好叫他们永远敬畏我，使他们和他们的后世的子孙得福乐。
Verse 39, I will give them singleness of heart and action, so they will always fear me for their own good and the good of their children after them.
当以色列百姓被掳了以后，他们彼此中间就不能同心了。
When the Israelites has been captured in captivities and scattered, they can no longer have the singleness of heart.
因此，当以色列被掳的时候，有的就跑到阿富汗，有的就跑到中国，有的就跑到世界各地方去。
When they were in captivity, they fled. Some of them went to Afghanistan. Some of them went to China. Some of them went to other parts of the world.
可是有一天。我要使他们同心同道，他们都要一同心，他们要来敬畏神。
However, God said, "One day I will give them singleness of heart, and one day they will return back to their land and pay reverence to God."
然后你看32章耶利米书41节，我必欢喜施恩于他们，要尽心尽意、诚诚实实将他们栽于此地。
In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 41, I will rejoice in doing them good and will assuredly plant them in this land and with my heart and soul.
什么使得神喜悦呢?
What will make God joyful?
就是当他们回头回转,再一次失丧的,丢失的,被神找回来了。
They are when they were lost, when they were depart away from the Lord, and now once again they repent and return back to the Lord.
所以旧约的神呢，在旧约中间，我们印象中间不是一个很严肃的，不是一个就是杀死人的这个神。
So God in the Old Testament is not just a God who is very serious and solemn and full of wrath and desire to punish.
那么旧约圣经倒数第四卷叫做西班牙书第三章啊，西班牙书只有三章圣经，第最后这一章三章十四节，我相信这几节我们都读过。
And the last fourth book of the Old Testament, Zephaniah, I believe many of us have read this three chapters.
西安的民呐、啊，应当歌唱；以色列呀、啊，应当欢呼；耶路撒冷的民呐、啊，应当满心欢喜快乐。
Sing, O daughters of Zion, shout aloud, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem.
15节，耶和华已经除去你的刑罚，赶出你的仇敌。以色列的王耶和华在你们中间，你必不再惧怕灾祸。
The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm.
以色列百姓回来了。
Israelites, they have returned.
神已经除去他们悖盗的罪。
God has removed their rebellious transgression.
他们赶出他们的仇敌。
God has chased away their enemies.
那么因此神回到他们中间作王，他们就不再惧怕灾祸。
And now God has returned back to the land and be their king.
啊，然后第十六节，当那日必有话语向耶路撒冷说：“不要惧怕，西安呐、啊，不要手软。
”And verse 16, on that day they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp."
耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主。他在你中间必因你欢心喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。
The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
这里特别中文圣经说默然爱你。
It mentioned that he will quiet you.
Quiet with you with his love.
You will quiet with you with his love.
我们 常常在父母面前，父母爱我们，可是父母呢常常呢会叨叨唠唠啊，指出来我们这个不对那个不对。
Oftentimes we love our parents love us, and yet when we are with them, they oftentimes they nag.
但是耶和华神爱我们，是默然爱我们。
And yet when our God, God Yahweh, when He loves us, He will quiet us with His love.
他不再追究我们的罪。
He no longer remember our sin.
耶稣基督是怎么样的一位神？
And who is Jesus?
他是一个忧患之子吗？
Is he a son of sorrow?
不错，他为耶路撒冷，为以色列百姓哀哭。
And indeed, he worried and feel sorrowful for the Jerusalem, and he weep for the city.
可是他在地上最后的一个祷告，叫做大祭司的祷告，你记得吗？
And however, to remember his very last prayer on this earth is called the prayer of the high priest.
那是约翰福音第十七章第十三节，他说：“现在我往你们那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。”
Jesus pray, I'm coming to you now, but I say this thing while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them.
我的喜乐充满在他们里面。
My joy will have the full measure within them.
早上带领我们诗歌敬拜的姐妹们，告诉我们说，想到耶稣在十字架上为我们所受的一切的苦难。
The late praise sisters remind us, let us be joyful as we remember the suffering of Christ when he was on the cross.
我问你们哈，我请问你们每一位。
May I ask you a question?
耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，是流着眼泪、伤心、很痛苦，还是喜乐的？
When Jesus was hanging on the cross, was he being sorrowful with full of tears in his eyes, or he was joyful?
是第一个是很痛苦、很忧伤的，还是第二个是很喜乐的？说第一个的举手。
Was he in pain and sorrowful? If you agree, you may raise your hand. Or second,He was joyful.
第一个的。
The first one, if you agree with the first one, may you raise your hand. Was he joyful? Was he sorrowful?
有几个。
In pain? He was sorrowful in pain.
Okay. 那么第二个，耶稣挂在十字架上的时候，他是喜乐的，举手。
If you believe he was joyful when he was hanging on the cross, may you raise your hand.
一个。那刚才其他的没举手的，你们
How about the rest of you?
你们到底是哪一边呢
？So which side are you?
你们骑墙派。看看圣经的证明，耶稣在十字架上挂的时候，他是喜乐的。
Let us see the evidence from the Bible. He was actually joyful when he was on the cross.
希伯来书十二章第二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2, Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
所以你看见，我相信耶稣挂在十字架上的时候，他是喜乐的。
I believe Jesus was indeed full of joy when he was on the cross.
因为他知道他进到死亡的里面，神会把他从死里面带他出来，然后接纳了他为着全世界的罪人代死的这个工作啊，代赎的工作。
Because I believe he knew he's about to enter death and God is going to rescue him and lift him up from the death. And because of his work, he will bring the salvation to the entire world. And therefore, he was joyful.
好， 现在呢，我们对着神的喜乐，对着耶稣的喜乐，从圣经里面我们都认识了，都学习了。
And therefore now we have learned the joy of God, the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ from the Bible.
好，回到路加福音十五章。
Let us return back to Luke chapter 15.
这个路加福音，耶稣讲了三个故事。
In Luke chapter 15, our Lord has mentioned three stories.
事实上，耶稣只讲了一个故事。
And actually, Jesus has only mentioned one.
这三个故事事实上呢是一个故事。
And actually, all these three parables are indeed one story.
都讲到失去的又得着。
It talk about lost and found.
然后呢，得着以后，找着以后。大家一同欢喜快乐。
And once was found, everyone celebrate and rejoice.
所以我们看一看，这里讲到失去，讲到寻找，讲到找到，讲到得回来，讲到庆祝。
It talk about loss, about searching and found and celebration.
Brought back and celebration.
And bring back, found and celebrate.
第一个故事用了七节圣经。
The very first parable uses seven verses.
第二个故事只用三节圣经。
The second parable uses three verses.
第三个故事从第十一节到三十二节。
And the third one used from verse 11 to verse 32.
这是耶稣所讲的三个比喻。
It talks about the three parables.
那么讲到比喻呢，我要你注意，要你留心，有三个 C。
So when we talk about this parable, I'm going to ask you to pay attention about three C's.
圣经里讲到，一讲到比三个比喻呢，你一定要注意这三个 C.
So you must pay attention to these three C's when you read any parables in the Bible.
第一个 C 就是 clarity.
The first is clarity.
清晰。第二个是就是 centrality, 中心性。
Centrality.
第三个就是复杂性 complexity.
Complexity.
好，我们慢慢来看。第一个，清晰。
First, clarity.
你就看见耶稣所讲的比喻啊，他乃是在那里讲到一些的故事。
As we see, when Jesus was talking about parables, he used stories to tell.
这个故事是大家平常都很熟悉的。
They are familiar stories to all.
头一个牧羊人有一百只羊啊，他一只羊丢了，他把九十九个放下去，他去找那一只。
The first one is a shepherd who has a hundred sheep and loses one, and therefore he goes and try to find the lost one.
放下九十九只。找到那只以后，回来大大的庆祝。
So he left 99 in the open country and go after the lost one until he found it and he celebrated afterwards.
第二个故事呢，一个富人丢了一块钱，他去找那块钱，找到了以后就找朋友啊，一同来跟他庆祝。
The second one is a woman who lost one coin. Once she found it, she asked all his friends and neighbors and come to rejoice with her.
第三个故事是讲一个父亲有两个儿子，有一个儿子呢是要离开家了，后来呢又悔改了，回转了，又回到家里，父亲是杀牛啊，然后找亲戚朋友一同来跟他庆祝。
And the third parable is a father who has two sons, and the younger one decided to take his share of property and went and squandered. And the father finally found the son, and when the son returned, the father asked a calf to be killed and to celebrate, to hold a feast with all to celebrate.
在圣经的那个年代人人都知道什么叫做羊丢了。
During the age of the when Jesus talked about this parable, everyone understood what does it mean when a person lose a sheep.
他们都掉过钱。
Because they all have lose experience of losing money before.
他们也有父亲家里面有这样的孩子要离开家。
And they all know some family whose child decide to leave the house.
那么我们看见说这都是很清楚的。
And this is very clear.
第二个看到它的中心性。
Secondly, and we find out, try to realize the centrality of the stories.
这个路加福音十五章里面的中心是什么呢？
And what is the focus and the central theme of the chapter.
我们来把路加福音整个打开来来看一看。
Let us open the entire gospel.
路加福音二十四章一共有路加福音一共有二十四章。
We find out there are 24 chapters in the book of Luke.
从第一章到第九章五十节是第一段发生在加利利的事情。
And very from Luke chapter 1 verse 1 until chapter 9 verse 50, it describes the account of the thing happening in Galilee.
那说到耶稣起头的事情，他的降生，他起先在加利利所有的事工。
It talks about the beginning of Jesus or his ministry in the area of Galilee.
然后第二个段落就是路加九章第五十一节到第十九章四十八节，那是发生在犹大地。
And the second portion of the gospel is from Luke chapter 51 until 19, chapter 1948. It talks about the ministry and the accounts happening in the land of Judea.
在这段圣经的里面呢，可以说是这个十九减九是多少？
So what's 19 minus 9?
十九减九多少？
What's、
我是看看你们有没有 睡着了，所以故意把这个简单算术让你们想一想啊。
To test you whether you are awake or not.
这一段圣经里面记载耶稣讲了二十个比喻。
In this portion of the gospel, Jesus mentioned 20 parables.
在这个二十个比喻中间，路加福音十五章刚好在中间。
And in this 20 parables, chapter 15 is right in the middle of the parables mentioned.
而这个比喻中间的最中央的部分是整个的比喻的最高峰。
And the center of this chapter is the highlight and the climax of the parables.
那就讲到神的喜悦。
It talks about the joy of the Lord.
第三个大段落，路加二十章到二十四章最后发生在耶路撒冷。
And the third portion of the gospel started from Luke chapter 20 until the end of gospel.
好，这是我们看见这个它的结构的这个中心。
And now we understand the structure of the book of Luke.
那么讲到比喻呢，第三个我们要注意它里面有复杂性。
And once again, when we come to parable, we must understand the complexity.
这个
of the gospel.
复杂性啊，我们知道。耶稣讲的比喻不是一种预言。
As we know, when Jesus mentioned parable, he is not here to prophesy.
不是那个预言 ，allegory.
It's not allegory.
它不是隐藏的。
It's not hidden.
不是神秘的。
It's not mysterious.
不是秘密的。
It's not secret.
而是有层次的。
But rather, there's a development.
你去读比喻的时候，你注意它里面有它有它的层次。
And when we read parable, we'll realize there is a progression of the clarity.
那一般来说呢，一个比喻呢分成四个层次。
And we can say there are four layers of the parable.
第一个层次就是它是一个故事。
The first layer we must understand there is a story.
大家都知道这些丢了羊的故事啊，这个丢了钱的故事啊，丢了儿子的故事。
For the story of losing sheep, losing coin, of losing son, they are considered very common.
都是日常生活中间在地上所发生的事。
They are the things people experience in daily life.
大家都可以认同。
They can all identify with.
那么耶稣讲这个故事第二层，我们要注意它里面的伦理道德是什么。
The second layer of the parable we must pay attention to is the ethic.
这个牧羊人有一百只羊。一只掉了，他把九十九只丢下来去找那一只，这个合道德吗？这个合伦理吗？
We must,
对吗？
We must pay attention to see is this rational, is this ethical as a shepherd who was trying to find the lost sheep and leave the 99 in the field.
他把那一只去找着了以后，把它抱起来，抱回来以后，一同和大家来庆祝。
Is it rational? Once he found the one, he put it on the shoulder and returned and celebrate with everyone.
这个妇人十块钱掉了一块钱，她要点灯，她要打扫，她要去找，找到以后，哦，找她的朋友啊，罗弟兄来啊，这个什么姊妹来，大家一同来庆祝。
As the woman who lost one coin and found it, then she was overjoyed and asked all her friends and neighbors, saying, "Come, brother and sister, enjoy, rejoice with me."
这样做对吗？
Is this right and reasonable?
啊，这个父亲丢了儿子，这儿子回来了，然后他大大的庆祝，对吗？
And the son loses one son, and finally the son returns, and he rejoices over.For the son, the coming back of his son. Is this rational and ethical?
第三层这个比喻的层次，除了明白故事，除了明白里面的伦理道德，我们要说这里面说到神是什么？神学就是神的知识，叫做神学。
And now we need to enter the third layer of the parable is theology that regarding to God.
第四就是基督论，这一段比喻里面说到基督什么
？And The fourth is anything about Christ we can learn from the parable.
所以呢，这是讲到比喻我们要注意的事情。
And therefore, there are those four layers we need to pay attention when it comes to parable.
那么这个路加福音十五章啊，我是准备来你们中间，我还有今年还有一次来，所以我准备还有一次跟你们分享，所以我把它分成两半，今天是第一半。
So as we are coming to the parables in Luke chapter 15, I decide to divide this into two sessions. Today is the first session.
那么进到这个比喻，路加福音十五章的时候呢，我们要先回到刚才所讲的第一节、第二节，我们再来看。
So once we talk about chapter 15, we must first pay attention for the first two verses here.
第一节说，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
Talk about now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him.
所以我们的脑海里读的时候，耶稣讲的比喻是，哦，很多人来听他讲道。
So we understand as Jesus was about to talk about the parables, many people came to him.
为了要听他讲道
，for to hear his preaching.
那么，可是你读第二节呢？你发觉，哎，跟我们的第一节想法又不一样了。
And however, verse 2 gives us a different picture.
说法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them."
那么，如果我们来明白要明白这三个故事，我们不明白头两节的话，那么我们就会断章取义，我们就会失去整个的真实的全貌。
If we don't understand the first two verses, then we will have a different picture and wrong understanding about the entire chapter.
吃饭是很快乐的事情，对不对
？Eating is something joyful, isn't it?
你们怎么不笑？
How come you don't have a smile on your face?
不想吃。
You don't like to eat?
可是你看见法利赛人看见耶稣跟人一起吃饭，他们不高兴，他们不快乐。
And however, we find out Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they are not happy when they see Jesus eat with others.
如果你记得读过路加福音第五章二十九节，那里有一个税吏。
If you remember, chapter 5, verse 9, in the same gospel, there was a tax collector.
这个他叫的马太，他呢在家里面办了一个宴席啊，请耶稣来。
His name is Matthew. Once he held a banquet and asked many people to come to his house.
同时邀请他的同事啊。其他的税吏和他一同来吃饭。
He also invited his co-workers, all the tax collectors, to come to his house and to hold the banquet.
在路加第五章，这个法利赛人文士就向耶稣的门徒抱怨：为什么你们的夫子跟税吏、跟罪人一起吃饭呢
？And at the time, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law complained to Jesus, say, "Why your disciples and you eat with?" Tax collectors
and sinners,、
huh? and sinners.
那么意思是什么？他们问这话的意思是什么
？So what's their intention? 意思是, what was the purpose?
意思是, 我们法利赛人, 跟不跟这些人吃饭?
It means that we Pharisees, do we eat with those sinners and tax collectors?
哇, 我们跟他们是不来往的。
No, we keep distance from them.
他们在那里是做一个炫耀。
So for them, they are doing an action of bragging.
啊, 他们在那里, boasting of themselves. 他们觉得说我们是守法律的。
They want to boast that they are the one who observe the law.
我们是这个遵守传统的。
We are the one who follow tradition.
我们是纯洁的。
We are pure.
我们是洁净的。
We are clean.
耶稣，你们的夫子跟这些人是罪人吃饭。 耶稣是不洁净的。
And you, Jesus, you are unclean, for you eat with the sinners and tax collectors.
法利赛人自以为圣洁，就是如此。
And this is how Pharisees thinking they are more righteous than others.
这个税吏在耶稣那个时代是犹太人、法利赛人非常讨厌的一帮人。
And tax collectors are considered a detestable one to all the Jews.
他们从罗马人花了很高的代价买来了这个收税的权利。
They have purchased the right to collect tax from Roman government.
然后呢, 替罗马人, 把他们的箱子装满了, 跟他的同胞讹诈来的这个钱呢, 就放在那个箱子里。
And they collect tax unrighteously to the people in order to fulfill the request from to the government.
他们是做坏事的共谋者。
And they are the
co-conspirator.
Co-conspirator to
for the bad things. Yeah. Yeah.
Of the bad things. They are the traitor of their own people.
他们是低下中的低下。
They are the lowest of the low.
你知道耶稣的时代啊, 这些的税吏啊, 是不可以参加犹太人的社交活动的。
Don't you know those people are considered to be excluded in any social gathering in the Jewish community?
税吏不可以进入犹太人的会堂的。
Tax collector cannot enter the synagogue.
啊, 不可以跟任何的犹太人的活动啊, 这个沾边的。
They cannot associate with all any activities in the Jews.
在这些法利赛人的眼中, 这些税吏就是不洁净的。
In the eyes of Pharisees, those tax collectors are considered unclean.
我们要留心一件事情。
We must pay attention here.
美国现在进入监狱了。
And now America is in the time of prison.
我们来到美国, 原来以为美国是越来越自由, 越来越这个, 叫我们快乐, 可是我们发觉美国越来越把我们关起来了。
And when we came to this nation, we thought we are entering the land of liberty, but more and more we realize we have been trapped into the prison.
鼓励人可以随便的男女有关系, 怀了孕不要紧, 把它剁掉。
The nation encouraged people to have a different type of marriage relationship or any relationship. If you have child, you can abort the child.
然后最高法院 6月26号又宣布了现在每一个州都可以 不可以对那些性上面的有性有这种各种的这个看法的人呢，你不可以拒绝他们可以结婚的。
And Supreme Court has made a decision June 26th this year that has command all the states that the state no right to object people to marry to each other with the sexual orientation of their choice.
我们弟兄姊妹在 Bible study 中间我们就开始讨论。
So in the Bible study, brothers and sisters, we start to discuss about this topic.
对着这种性有他们自己的喜欢同性的这种的兴趣的人 我们怎么看?
And how should we treat those people who have a different concept of sexuality?
弟兄姊妹, 同性恋跟你撒谎, 跟, 我们, 里面, 脑子里面有不圣洁的思想, 邪恶的思想, 是一样的罪。
And brothers and sisters, homosexuality is as serious as we lie or we have unclean thoughts in our mind.
就着罪的来讲,
when we on the basis of sin,
我们都是罪人,
we are all sinners.
所以千万千万不要我们做法利赛人。
And let us make sure we don't become Pharisees.
如果有这样的人到你们教会来，你们欢迎吗？
If such people come to our church, will we welcome them?
我们基督徒要欢迎他们吗？
We Christians, should we welcome them?
要我做测验吗？ 要问你们吗？
Should I do a survey here?
神爱世人， 包括说谎的， 包括这个犯奸淫的， 包括同性恋。
God so loved the world, including those who lie, those who are unclean, those who have unclean thoughts, including homosexual.
所以我们不要做法利赛人, 像法利赛人一样, 认为这些人是不洁净的, 这些人我们要躲他远远的。
And let us not make sure, let us make sure we don't become like Pharisees. We think those people are unclean, we should keep distance from them.
我们知道我们是个罪人。
We know we are sinners.
我们是蒙了耶稣基督的拯救的罪人。
We are sinners being saved by God's grace.
我们不比其他的人更圣洁更好。
We are no holier than any others.
我们一样要爱他们。
We need to love them.
我们就有听见，我们那时候教会里面就问一些大学生。 他们就说他们早就知道他们同学中谁是同性的，有同性的这个倾向的。很多弟兄姊妹说他知道他的上班的里面谁是这样的，但是我们是不时到时候见了他们的面就故意躲开呢？
And when we talk about among the study group, we all realize a different age group, they all have their friends, whether in college or workplace, they are homosexual. Doesn't mean we need to keep distance from them?
这是我们很重要要思想。And
this is a very serious topic we need to pay attention to.
法利赛人和文士在他们希伯来文中间，他们认为他们自己是Hebrew。
And Pharisees and the teachers of the Lord considered themselves as harboring.
什么是harboring呢？
What is harboring?
他们是精英分子。
They are the elite.
他们是宗教界中间的精英分子。
They are the elites among the religious people.
他们说他们最懂得律法，他们最遵守律法。
They are the elites who know how to observe and interpret the law.
那么罪人呢？
And who are sinners?
什么是税吏？
What are tax collectors?
这个主日学小朋友看到这个图画，那个坐在那里收税的，后面有两个罗马的兵在那里，是吧？有人过来经过他们门口的时候呢，就要这个交税。And
this is a picture from a children's book. You will realize the tax collectors sit in between two soldiers as when people passing by, they need to pay tax.
那么这帮人税吏和罪人是 M. Haraz.
And tax collectors and sinners are considered M. Haraz.
M. Haraz 在希伯来人的里面认为他们是社会中低下又低下的人。
So they are considered low in the society.
是被弃绝的人。
Should be excluded.
法利赛人认为我们是如此的圣洁，如此的公义。
And Pharisees say to themselves, we are such holy people and righteous.
以至于我们不能够靠近这些人，不能跟他们一起沾边的。
And therefore, we cannot get close, even close to those people and touch them.
犹太人他们除了圣经神的话以外，接受了很多传统，拉比的传统，拉比的讲法。
And Jews receive a lot of teachings from their teachers.
他们有个拉比说，有个拉比啊，我看见他那上面说， Let not a man associate with the wicked, not even to bring him near the law. 说你啊，这个不要跟恶人为伍，你不要把那些罪人带到神的律法的面前，连靠近都不可以。你看看，这是他们。
The rabbi say you cannot even get close to the sinner.
他们是这个 harboring 这些人是 MRS。
Pharisees, they are harboring, and those people, those low people, they are considered M. Haraz.
在他们的心中，他们就这样的对着这些人呢，
有这些的这个你可以说是不是种族种族这个歧视，那至少呢对着是把人这样来分等的。
Even though they do not treat them in terms of racial discrimination, however, they did separate those people as a different class.
法利赛人绝对不会跟这些人吃饭。
Pharisees in no way will eat with those people.
有一次例外。
Except once.
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
他们请了人来吃饭。
That they invite people to come for dinner.
请一个人呢，这个肚子长得大大的这一个罪人，他有水谷病，请他吃饭。
So a person who suffer who suffer problem with his stomach and with bulging up with water in his stomach.
他们看见这样的人，哦，这个人一定是犯了罪，这个人一定是不洁净的啊，所以他，但是他们请这个人吃饭。
And they must, they thought this people, this person must be a sinner, and yet they invite this person to come for a meal.
他们说这样的病人一定是受了咒诅的。
Because they believe this person must be cursed.
然后他们也请了耶稣来吃饭。
And at the same time, they also invite Jesus.
啊，他们请吃饭不是好意啊，他们要看一看，要设一个陷阱，看看耶稣。在这一天是安息日，会不会医这一个水谷妇人的病
？So the motivation of inviting Jesus to come at the same time is no good because they intend to trap Jesus to see whether Jesus will heal this person or not.
啊，你看见说这个法利赛人他们是这样的这个心里面的，你这又懂律法又解释律法，可是他们对着人的心。对着人的心里面的心态却是这样的一个心态。
As we see how the story progress, we understand Pharisees, such people, even though they understand the Bible, and yet they are full of crafty thoughts in their heart.
他们有许许多多吃饭的规矩，你们知道。
There are many rules when they eat, as you know.
他们要注意洁净的，不洁净的。
They need to pay attention what is considered clean or unclean.
Kosher 或者 non-kosher.
Kosher or non-kosher.
我们住在这里都知道。
As many of us understand.
他们说你吃东西啊，一定可以十一奉献的你才吃。如果不能十一奉献的，你不能吃。
If you don't give tithing, you cannot eat.
那个吃的东西是可以奉献十分之一的，你可以吃。如果不能奉献十分之一，你不能可以吃。
You must eat type of food that can divide into ten portion, and if you only those type of food can be divisible, then you can eat.
这个豆子哈，你可以吃第一个豆子，第二个豆子，第三个，第四个，第五，第六，第七，第八，第九，然后第十个要奉献到圣殿里面给祭司吃的。那这个豆子你可以吃。
For instance, when you eat beans, you can count from 1 to 10. You can eat the first 9, then you can give the last one to the priest.
那还有很多东西呢，是不能够分开成这样子十份的，你不可以吃。
However, there are many other type of food you are not able to divide into 10 portions. If so, you cannot eat such food.
这是在他们的 Talmud 的里面呢，这个巴比伦的这个律法的解释的里面，它里面所说的。
And this is recorded in Talmud the law.
耶稣说：“你们奉献薄荷。”茴香芹菜十分之一，可是那个更重要的公义啊，更重要的圣洁，你们却不行。耶稣责备他们。
And Jesus say you give offering to different spice, and yet to the even consider more important as righteousness you don't even consider and do.
这些人注重律法的字义，不注重律法的精义。
They pay attention to the word, the service of the word, and yet they do not follow the spirit of the word.
你们喜不喜欢去餐馆吃饭？
Don't you like to go to restaurant and eat meal?
喜欢对不对？法利赛人也喜欢的。
Pharisees too.
可是他们到了餐馆里面，同是法利赛人，在一起吃饭的时候，有的时候呢，他们看见了人家在吃什么，他们赶紧跑啊。
And however, when all the Pharisees, when they get in a restaurant, when they were eating together, if they find there's anyone else, they will try to run away.
如果我在餐馆里面，我是法利赛人，他也法利赛人，我们两个人，他在那个角落吃，我在这个，我在那里吃肉，吃羊肉啊，吃得很开心。可是回过头来一看呢，他在吃 cheese。
For instance, if I'm a Pharisee, we both are sitting different table. I'm enjoying my lamb. When I turn around, I find out and the Pharisee is eating cheese.
Oh, 我赶紧跑啊
！I will start to run away.
因为圣经那边讲说，你不可以吃这个羊羔啊，放在这个煮母羊的这个奶里面煮过的这个羊羔不可以吃。
For the law has saying that a lamb can the meat of the lamb cannot cook with the goat milk together.
啊 ，OK， 因为他们认为这个 cheese 跟肉啊。这两个是要分开来，这你脑子里面如果想到了，所以我说我看见他吃，我的脑子里面已经想到说肉跟这个奶呢混在一起吃是不洁净的，是律法所说到的，那我就已经不洁净了。
Because once they have any picture or thought in their mind, they're putting meat and milk together, it's already considered unclean. And therefore, one person need to start to get away in order to be considered as unclean.
我把这些讲给你们听，就让你认识说第一节、第二节，这个法利赛和文士，他们是如何的觉得说是这个是 disgusting 啊，是耶稣跟罪人一起吃饭啊，这是跟这些的 unharmed 啊，耶稣如果是这个夫子，他应当是 harboring， 他怎么跟他们一起吃饭？
Now the reason why I gave you those examples is for you to appreciate verse 2. When the Pharisee and the teachers of the law seeing Jesus as considered the elite and wondering why he even eat with Amharas, they were saying this is a very odd picture.
耶稣就讲这三个比喻。
Jesus mentions these three parables.
讲到人。
Talk about human.
先讲到人是像羊一样。
And talk about human is just like a lamb.
第二讲到人像钱一样。
Secondly, mention human is like a coin.
第三讲到人像这个小儿子一样。
And thirdly, human is like the lost, the youngest son.
耶稣这样讲的顺序有他的道理在哦。
And there is a reason why Jesus ordered his parables this way.
什么是羊呢？
What is lamb?
羊是很愚昧的，常常是不能帮助自己的，无助的。
Lamb is a helpless animal. The lamb cannot help itself. It's very foolish.
钱是什么？
What is coin?
钱是毫无生气的。
Coin is lifeless.
儿子是什么？
What is son?
是背叛的，是恶的。
It's rebellious. It's evil.
都说明了失丧者的情况。
All describe what is considered the lost.
所以有人说路加福音这里面讲的好像是两个儿子。
And in the many people say in Gospel Luke, it actually mentioned two sons here.
小儿子呢，这个丢了，这个背叛了。这个大儿子在家里面呢，他在家里面也是个 lost.
The younger one ran away from home. He's lost.The older one who stayed the house, he is also lost.
因为大儿子也觉得说，像他的弟弟这么坏的这个弟弟，怎么可以跟他一起吃饭？怎么还父亲还找了人一起来吃饭？他的心里面啊，他跟这些法利赛人一样，就觉得这个事情是非常 disgusting.
And to the older son, he felt very disgusted that how can he even eat with his younger brother?
法利赛人自以为懂得神的话，可是他们就不懂得神的心。
Pharisees thought they understand God's word, and yet they cannot understand God's heart.
所以今天当我们在这里，我们在那里对着许多社会上面的犯罪作恶这些事情，我们觉得说我们不能跟他们 associate 的时候，小心一件事情，我们不要就把他们拒他们于千里之外。我们要看见他们还是神心目中间神看为宝贵的，像那个失去的钱有价值的一样。
As we see those people in the society, even though we know they are sinning, and yet we must understand, they are considered valuable in God's eyes, and we should not keep distance from them.
让我们在可以说责备那行那些罪恶的事情的这些人的时候，我们有没有问问自己？ 你有没有被神责备？因为我们的心一点没有为他们祷告，盼望他们也得到天上的喜悦，我们没有摆上这一个。
As we were rebuking those people, have we ever re-examined ourselves whether we have been rebuked? Have we ever prayed for those people and for them to be saved so we can bring joy in heaven?
你们今年还去大陆去教英文去服侍那些青年人？
No, not this year.
No, 今年不去哈。那你们过去几年去，我非常为着你们这样的一个心感谢神。
I appreciate your church have sent out mission teams to oversee.
我们教会今年有三个短宣队。
And this year, our church sent out three mission teams.
一个短宣队到台湾的孤儿院。
One mission team was sent to the orphanage in Taiwan.
那些村子里面的孤儿。这个一天只吃一顿饭的
and the orphans in that village only eat one meal a day.
我们也有第二个短宣队要到柬埔寨，已经有一些弟兄姊妹他们分成两个梯次到了柬埔寨。
And the second mission team went to Cambodia.
柬埔寨他们现在那个乡村里面烧饭呢，是地上挖一个洞，然后把这个柴放在里面，点起火来再。在那里烧饭。
And people in Cambodia, when they could, they dig a hole in the ground and put coals in there and start to cook.
就像早期在台湾、在大陆，我们以前我们这个生活中间的这种的光景。
Just like many years ago, how we cook in Taiwan and China.
在那个地方，Cambodia, 你问说你住在哪里？他没办法告诉你，哪一条街哪一条号什么号码，他没有街的，没有街名的，没有号码的。
When people ask where do we live in Cambodia, they couldn't tell you an address. There is no street. There is no name of the road.
我们去年有一些青年人去了。
And last year we sent a few young people there.
去在那里去认识他们的儿童，认识他们的青年，把他们招聚在一起。然后也教一点英文，也讲圣经的故事给他们听。
And we send young people there to teach them English and also tell them about Bible story.
那么去年跟前年，我们也有短宣队到中国大陆的这个某一个地方。
And last year and 2 years ago, we also sent mission team to China.
为这些青年人暑假的时候，他们。愿意牺牲他们自己的 vacation 的时间，自己他们肯到这些地方去，我们为他们祷告，我们 support 他们，我们也看见神自己他们心目中间兴起来一个爱灵魂的心。
We pray for them, we support them as we send them to a mission field, and we pray that God will give them a heart to love others.
我们教会中间现在出来了青年人在。尼泊尔做宣教士。
And now there is a young man from our church. He is a missionary in Nepal.
他在那里已经四年了。
He has been there for 4 years.
还有一个青年今年暑假要去实习。
And there will be another young man who will go there for his internship.
那么还有一个青年人他要到非洲一个姐妹到非洲去做这个学习。
And there is another sister who will do a year missionary in Africa.
有一个青年人，他回到上海，他愿意向青年人在上海青年人在那里跟他们来分享主的爱。
A young man returned back to Shanghai. He would like to tell people about gospel and God's love in Shanghai.
为着这些青年人，他们有一个这个对着神的心，能够体恤天上能够喜乐的心。他们愿意分享天上的喜乐，去做神的福音的见证人。我们为他们欢喜。
They were willing to sacrifice their time and to be the witness of gospel, and we feel joyful for them.
我们教会长老开会的时候，在一起开会的时候，有一弟兄就讲说，我们怎么办
？And a person start to question what should we do about this in our elder board meeting.
因为九月份马上开学，我们附近。又要来100个从中国大陆来的高中、初中、初中、高中的学生。
Because in the time of September, soon there will be 100 oversee high school and middle school students coming here.
我们教会已经 host 一些的这些孩子们 在那里念一些基督教的这些高中天主教的高中 现在我们的 家庭都不够了，我们怎么能够去 reach 他们？
And now we ran out of family hosting those students, and how can we outreach the rest of the 100 students?
我知道你们中间，你们附近也有很多学校，也有很多的学生在这里。
I believe you too have many schools getting the foreign students here.
求主啊，你们祷告。May
you pray.
看看主怎么带你们。
See how God is going to lead you.
因为一个孩子四年跟你住在一起, 如果主得着他, 他一辈子在主的面前能够, 为着主做美好的见证。
If a student could live with you for 4 years, if he comes to the Lord, it means the value for his lifetime.
不容易。
It's not easy.
需要全教会在一起祷告。
It needs the corporate prayer from the whole church.
全教会能够分享天上的喜乐。
That whole church can share the joy in heaven.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，当我们在这样炎热的天气坐在这个冷气的房里来敬拜的时候。
And Lord, as we gathering here in such hot day and yet in an air-conditioned room,
我们想到许多人在台湾的乡下，在柬埔寨，在世界的各方，他们没有这样的舒适的环境。
We realize there are many people in the villages of Taiwan and Cambodia, they do not have such comfortable condition.
他们也没有经常在那里跟他们帮助他们的基督徒在他们的周围。
They don't have Christians to help them.
求主。 让我们开始祷告。
And Lord, may you help us to pray.
看看主啊, 我们应当在你面前, 如何体恤天上的神的心。
And may we learn how to appreciate the heart of the Father in heaven.
能够跟你同心。
So that we can share the same heart as yours.
看见一个罪人悔改, 我们能跟你一起欢喜快乐。
We can rejoice as a sinner repent.
愿主施恩给我们。
And Lord, may you give us grace.
愿主赐福给我们,
to bless us.
叫我们不单是听,
not only we listen, we can follow up with action.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.